Am I on? There we go. Okay. Well, it's so good to be back with you today. I'm going to read this morning. My text is from Acts chapter 7, verse 54, to Acts chapter 8, verse 4. Let me read the text this morning. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. But being full of the Holy Spirit, and gazing intently into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and he said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice, covering their ears and rushing at him with one impulse. When they had driven him out of the city, they began stoning him, and the witnesses laid aside their robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. They went on stoning Stephen as he called upon the Lord and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then, falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this against them." Having said this, he fell asleep. Saul was in hearty agreement with putting him to death. And on that day, a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria except the apostles. Some devout men buried Stephen and made loud lament over him. But Saul began ravaging the church, entering from house to house and dragging off men and women, and he would put them in prison. Therefore, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word.
斯蒂凡充满圣灵，注目望天，看见了神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。 他说：“看到我看见诸天开了，人子站在神的右边。”于是他们大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，一起向他冲过去，把他拉到城外，用石头砸他。那些见证人把自己的外衣放在一边，放在身为扫罗的年轻人的脚前。他们用石头砸斯蒂凡的时候，斯蒂凡反向主呼求说：“主耶稣，求你接受我的灵魂。”然后他跪下，大声呼喊：“主啊！” 等一下，主啊，不要把这罪归于他们。说了这话，他就睡了。扫罗也赞同杀害斯提凡。从那一天开始，有大逼迫临到耶路撒冷的教会。除了使徒以外，他们都分散到犹太和撒玛利亚地区。有些虔诚的人把斯提凡埋葬了，为他大大的悲伤。扫罗却摧残教会，闯进各家各户，无论男女都拉去关进监狱。 菲利在撒玛利亚传福音，于是那些分散的人就走遍各地传讲福音。Amen.
感谢主。Well, 2020 has been a hard year, hasn't it?
2020年实在是一个艰苦的年呐，各位同意吗？
And because of that, this is one of the reasons why I chose this text for our message this morning.
也因为如此，所以我选择今天的经文。
What we read in the text this morning is Stephen's faithful commitment to the Lord, which resulted in his death. Now, I've entitled my message for this morning a hopeful reminder. But at first glance, you can read this text and you say, well, what's hopeful about the text?
读到刚刚的信经文的时候，你也许会说，希望在哪儿呢？哪里有希望呢？
What I pray you do is wait so that we can see the correlation between the things we've been going through and the hopefulness that we find that is a result of the scripture.
所以我请各位稍微的稍安勿躁，然后我待会就会把这段经文与我们现象的状况能够连接起来。
I first want to introduce Stephen, who he was.
我们看到 Stephen, 斯蒂凡。
We meet Stephen for the first time in Acts chapter 6 at the selection of the seven.
我们第一次认识斯蒂凡是在使徒行传六章五节，当门徒们拣选这个七个执事的时候，他是其中一位。
In verse 5, we are told that Stephen was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit.
然后在第五节，圣经告诉我们他是一个大有能信心、大有充满圣灵充满的一个人。
In Acts chapter 6, verse 8, we are told that Stephen was full of grace and power and was performing great wonders and signs among the people.
然后斯蒂凡是充满的恩典与大能，然后在民间行使奇迹异事。
Stephen had been faithfully teaching that Jesus was God's Messiah and that he was a hope not just for Israel but for the whole world.
所以斯蒂凡是跟大家讲说，耶稣不但是神所派遣的弥赛亚，同时也是全世界的希望。
And yet because of this faithful proclamation, Stephen ends up before the court, the high court, the Sanhedrin, and he's on trial.
但是因为如此，这个撒都该人所组织的这个会堂公会就把他以亵渎的名提出在公会中受审。
And Acts chapter 7 verse 2 all the way up to verse 53 is Stephen's defense before the Sanhedrin.
所以我们在使徒行传七章二到五三节看到斯徒凡所提出的辩证。
And his defense before the Sanhedrin is a systematic recounting of God's faithfulness to his people.
然后他在这个公会上面非常有系统的把神在以色列人中的一些作为显示出来。
He begins by talking about how God made a covenant with Abraham and then with Isaac and then with Jacob.
然后从神如何的遇到遇见的神如何的遇见的亚伯拉罕、雅各以及以撒开始。
And how Jacob's son Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers and sent into Egypt.
然后就是以雅各的儿子约瑟被他的兄弟们卖到了埃及为奴。
Stephen then recounts how the Lord used Joseph being in Egypt to save his family.
然后约瑟被卖入埃及的最终的目的就是能够救他的全家。
But then Stephen talks about a transition that took place where there came a Pharaoh who didn't know Joseph.
然后他接着提到在四百年以后有一位不认识约瑟的法老兴起。
And how the Pharaoh took advantage of the Hebrews and how they were enslaved for 400 years.
然后这个法老就奴役这个以色列人400年之久。
Then he talks about during that time of hardship and oppression that there came a baby named Moses.
然后经过一段非常艰苦的经历，然后我们看到摩西的出现。
And even though Pharaoh had designed to kill all of the male children, Moses was spared.
虽然法老下令要杀死所有的希伯来人的男婴，但是摩西却生存下来。
Not only was Moses spared, but he was raised in the household of Pharaoh, but Pharaoh's own daughter raised him up.
不但是生存下来，而且被法老的女儿公主，埃及的公主所收养，被当成儿子一样的抚养长大。
Then Stephen reminds the Sanhedrin how Moses tried to take matters into his own hand and protect his people by killing an Egyptian who was mistreating one of his brothers.
斯蒂凡再次提醒以色列人说，摩西是如何的想要用自己的方法来为他的族人伸张正义，以至于杀死了一个埃及人。
Then Stephen tells them how this deed was discovered and how Moses fled into the desert for his life.
被发现了以后，摩西就逃到了旷野。
They were told that at the end of 40 years that God calls Moses to a burning bush and speaks to him about going back to Egypt and delivering his people.
40年之后，神 透过这个燃烧的荆棘呼召摩西去拯救他的族人。
In all of this faithfulness of the Lord, Stephen just continues to talk about God's deliverance of his people.
通过这些所有的事情，所以史蒂芬使自己反一直在讲述神是如何的拯救他的百姓。
But he also spoke about how their forefathers persecuted the prophets and persecuted those that came and spoke for the Lord, and how they were just the same.
然后他也不断提醒他们这些百姓，这些他的这个犹太人，他的老祖宗是如何的破坏先知，如何破坏为神说话的人。
As a result of this, Stephen is stoned to death.
就因为是因为发生这样的宣告，以至于被用石头打死。
Now there doesn't seem like a lot of hope in that text, but I assure you there is.
所以听起来好像这段经文并没有讲到许多的希望，但是我跟您保证，这里是有大大的有希望。
Because what this text describes for us is an unmistakably painful circumstance.
因为这里提到的境况的确是非常痛苦的一个经历。
This was not just true for Stephen, but for the church that then became persecuted under Saul.
不但是斯蒂凡个人，对整个的教会都受到了逼迫。
However, out of this incredibly painful circumstance comes hope.
但是在这样一个痛苦的情况之下，我们看到了希望。
And I think that's where the correlation comes for us and where we are today and the circumstances that we face and the hope that God wants to bring.
所以因为这段经文，我们看到眼下这个状况是相连的，是有相关的，也因此带给我们希望。
So I want to talk this morning from this text about three truths which bring hope out of painful circumstances.
所以我今天要提的三个真理，让我们看到在痛苦的情况之下，我们能够带来的希望。
And why is this important for today?
为什么今天这个真理是这么的重要呢？
Because one day COVID-19 is going to be over.
因为有一天这个过滤性病毒终必会被克服，被控制住。
But painful circumstances will continue to exist in our lives, right?
但痛苦的境遇，痛苦的情况是不会消失的。
We faced painful circumstances before.
我们以前遇过一些不好的状况。
We've lost loved ones.
我们失去我们所心爱的人。
People have lost jobs.
失去了工作。
People have come under financial crisis.
然后经济出了问题。
People have been rejected by those that they love.
然后被所爱的人所拒绝。
These are things that people will continue to face once COVID-19 is finished.
所以即使这个病毒过去了以后，我们还会不断的经历这样的。
And so it's important. I'm sorry. So it's important for us to understand that God is in control under difficult circumstances, regardless of what they look like.
所以是非常的重要，我们去知道在各种的状况之下，甚至在痛苦的经历之下，神仍然是掌权的。
So let's look at the first of these three truths.
所以我们看到这三样真理中的第一样。
The first one is that God is sovereign in all things.
神在万事都掌权的。
I don't know about you, if that brings hope to your heart, but it brings hope to mine.
我不知道各位是觉得怎么样，但是对我来说，就是给我带来莫大的希望。
Now I want to be clear about this. That doesn't mean that God causes all things to take place.
然后必须要讲明白一件事，就是并不是所有不好的事情都是神的作为。
But Romans 8:28 can help us in this circumstance.
然后我们可以在罗马书八章二十八节很明白的讲到这个道理。
Where Romans 8:28 reminds us that we know that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
我们也知道神使万物相辅相成，是为了爱神之人的益处，就是那些爱照他的心意蒙召之人的益处。
Now, notice while that text is there, notice what it says. It doesn't say God causes all things.
这里并没有说是神是使所有事情都是神使它发生的。
But it says God causes all things to work to good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose.
但是神使万事都相辅相成，是为了爱神之人的益处，就是那些按照他的心意蒙召之人的益处。
This truth permeates everything about our text that we read this morning.
今天我们早上的这个道理贯穿我们今天所有的经节。
And it permeates everything about the circumstances we find ourselves living in today.
然后也贯穿了我们今天所面对的这些境况。
God causes all things to work together for good, although we may not at the time call them good.
所以神使万物相辅相成，是为了我们的益处，但是有的时候我们并不觉得这些事情是为了我们的益处。
Stop and think about what we know about God from Scripture.
我们从这个圣经里面来认识神。
We know that God is all powerful.
我们知道神是全能的。
We know that God is all knowing.
是全知的。
We know that God is all places at all times.
是无所不在的。
Now, if those things are true according to Scripture, then we can only come to one conclusion.
如果这些都是真实的，那我们只有一个结论。
That there are times when God allows painful circumstances in our lives to accomplish His purpose.
那就是神在一些我们生命中有一些境况是神所允许的，是为了成全他的旨意。
That may be uncomfortable to hear, but the Scripture speaks to it as truth.
也许听起来不是那么顺耳，但是这的确是圣经所讲的道理。
Our experiences in life tell us that painful situations happen.
我们的经验告诉我们说，困难的确是发生的。
And painful situations happen to believers and unbelievers alike.
然后是对信徒跟非信徒都是相同的。
Sometimes painful situations come because people with evil intent cause them to happen.
有的时候是人为的一些邪恶的人所造成的。
Sometimes painful situations come because of natural disaster, and it's nobody's fault.
有的时候这是天灾，不是任何人的过失。
But our faith has to tell us that God is sovereign, regardless of how those things come about.
但是我们的信心告诉我们，神掌权，不管是如何发生的。
And I think that brings hope in that painful situation.
所以在这个情况之下，就我们带来了给我们的希望。
Because hope is not just knowing that God has allowed this to happen, but that He is sovereign over these circumstances.
所以希望不只知道神允许这些事情发生，更重要是知道神他是在所有的状况下就是他在掌权的。
And even though I may not like what's happening at the time,
也许你在发生的时候并不喜欢。
I know that none of this surprised God, and none of this overwhelms God.
但是这些所发生的事情都是神，都在神的掌握之中的。
God has not lost His power to control these things.
神并没有丧失他掌控这些事件的能力。
And God is not in heaven wringing His hands, wondering, what am I going to do next?
也不是在天上在那边搓着手说，我怎么办？我怎么办？
Does that bring hope?
但是我们有希望。
It brings hope. It brings hope to us as His people, knowing He is in charge still.
当我们知道神仍然掌权的时候，就带给我们希望。
So God is always working things out for His purpose.
所以神是让万事相辅相成。能够成就他的目的。
That is because He is sovereign over all things.
那是因为他在万事上都有掌权。
Let's look at the second truth that we find from this.
我们看到第二个真理。
That God uses or allows painful circumstances to bring about change.
神使用或者允许痛苦的情况发生，这样能够给我们带来一些改变。
Our text tells us that Stephen was martyred. But the church was scattered because of persecution that came as a result of that.
我们看到史蒂凡虽然是殉道了，但是教会也因此能够扩散到当时的世界各处。
But here's what Acts chapter 8 verse 4 tells us.
然后使徒行传第一章第八节告诉我们。
It tells us that as they were scattered, they went about preaching the gospel.
然后他们就因此扩散到世界各处去传讲神的信息。
Now think with me about some of the examples that I mentioned from Stephen's defense.
请各位跟我再回忆一下我们刚提到史蒂凡所做的一些见证。
He spoke about how Joseph was sold into slavery, which was a very painful situation.
他提到约瑟被自己哥哥们卖到的埃及地为奴，这是多么痛苦的一件事情。
But what was the result of Joseph being sold into slavery?
但是他被卖为奴的结果是什么呢？
That God provided a way to save his people from the famine that came.
但是神就是因为这个痛苦的经验，以至于能在饥荒的时候拯救了他的人民。
Think about when Pharaoh made the order that all the Hebrew boys be slaughtered.
我们想想这个法老命令所有的希伯来的男孩都被杀死的时候。
That was a very painful situation.
太痛苦了。
But out of that, Moses was saved and became the deliverer to lead people out of bondage.
但是因此摩西得到拯救，以至于能够带领他的人民能够出埃及。
I want us to think about our own circumstance in COVID.
我们看一下我们身处在这个过滤病禁徒的这个情况下，我们自己本身的经历。
Churches, just like other gatherings, were forced to close down for a time.
就像所有的公司行号一样，教会也被禁止聚集。
It was a painful time for the church. It was a painful struggle for church leaders.
对教会以及教会的一些领导来说，这是一个非常痛苦的经历。
Church leaders had to think differently about how do we do ministry and how do we minister to people? How do we keep a flock together?
然后必须想出一些比较跟以前不同的方法来接触到人群，来成就教会的事工。
But as a result of that, there were people reached and touched with the gospel that would have never darkened the door of the church.
也因此我们能够接触到一些我们从前从来没有想到能够接触到的人群。
No doubt you've even experienced that. I know there are people who are watching online today that may have never been to this place, but they hear the gospel message.
所以各位知道现在眼下就有人在网站上这个听这个信息，是从前你很可能没有想过也是接触不到的人群。
So because COVID cameChurches were broadcasting online that had never done it before.
就是因为这个过滤病信徒，以至于教会的信息能够在网站上得以传播，是从所未有的一个状况。
Because COVID came, churches were able to reach and touch people who were hurting more than they had ever hurt before, and were ready for the message of hope.
也因为这个过滤病信徒的许多人陷于困境的一些人们。我们的经由我们的一些慈善的行为行动，能接触到，能够传扬神的大爱。
Because the church had to think differently about how to do ministry, many, many people were touched with the gospel.
所以教会的必须要想出一些新的法子，各式各样的法子，能够接触到这些需要听福音的人。
I think one of the things that COVID brought about is that church leaders realized.Business as usual for the church is no longer something that we can do.
所以我们教会以及教会的一些领导们经过这个过滤病信徒经验，觉悟到一件事情，就是一切照旧是不太再能够可行之事。
I want you to look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8, which were the final words the Lord spoke to his disciples.
我们看一下《使徒行传》一章第八节。
Where he said, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest parts of the earth.
不过圣灵临到你们的时候，你们将得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、在犹大和撒玛利亚全地直到地极做我的见证人。
In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20.
马太福音
It's the great commission that Jesus gave his disciples.
马太福音神给这一个大使命。
He said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
到世界各地将众人作为我的门徒。
Now I want you to stop and think about that.The Lord told his church to go beyond the city of Jerusalem and spread the gospel.
说神在嘱咐他的门徒要超越过耶路撒冷这个城市，到世界各地去传他的福音。
But what happened to the church?
那教会呢？
They became content, didn't they?
他们是固步自封。
They stayed right where they were. They were happy to evangelize in the city of Jerusalem. But they didn't spread beyond there. And then something happened. Stephen was stoned. And because Stephen was stoned, the church was scattered. This one very painful circumstance took place so that the church would change.
这件非常痛苦惨烈事情的发生, 以至于让教会能够分散到世界各处。
And although it was a very painful moment, unmistakably,
我的确是一个非常惨痛的一个时刻。
The gospel went forth into the world, and not just the people of Israel, but the Gentiles heard the message as well. God used this painful circumstance in the church to bring hope to the whole world. Again, the Lord worked all of this as a part of His purpose. Very quickly, let's look at the third truth that we find here in painful circumstances. Is that God uses or allows painful circumstances to further His purpose. The salvation of the world is why Jesus came. Not just to bring hope to the Jews, but to all people. And this is God's purpose. I believe that this is where the hope for the believer must reside. It's important for us to remember that the painful circumstance is not God's end goal. Because in every circumstance that we face in life, God has a purpose and He's working forth His purpose. And hear this. God still desires to use His church to spread His word. And God still loves us beyond our imagining. And God is still in control, even in this. This is what we must hold on to when the events of life don't make sense to us. And I think these are the things we have to continually remind ourselves. Remind ourselves that God is sovereign in all things. That God uses or allows painful circumstances to bring about change. And that God uses and allows painful circumstances to further His purpose. I've heard it said this way. Though I may not understand what's happening, I can trust the hands that hold me through it.
I want to
close just with a reminder of a report that I heard back in April of this year. Regardless of your political affiliation, I think Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York had some very insightful things to say early on in this pandemic.
不管您是党派是如何，但是在这个疫情的初期的时候，纽约州的州长 Cuomo 他也一段话是讲得非常的有道理。
And I'll remind you that in April of 2020, New York City was being hit the hardest with this pandemic.
我提醒大家，在四月的时候，纽约州是疫情最严重的一周。
In fact, New York had recorded at that time one-third of the total deaths from COVID that were reported for the entire United States.
在那个时候，纽约州的死亡率是全国死亡率的三分之一。
And here's what he said that I think applies to the church in this time as well.
他这段言辞我觉得对我们教会也是非常的有用的。
He said, let us use this situation, this crisis, this time, to actually learn the lessons, value from the reflection, and let's reimagine what we want society to be.
让我们把握住这个时刻。这一段时间让我们能够反躬自省，让我们在深层的思考之下能够确定一下我们有一个什么样的新的价值，我们能够学到什么样的一个功课。
He reflected on 9/11 and how it changed the whole environment of our culture and lower Manhattan with the destruction that took place.
所以他就提醒在911事变之后这个整个的曼哈坦城所发生的事以后，纽约州经历些是什么样的那个改变
？He said nobody ever wanted 9/11 to happen.
没有人愿意911事变能够的发生。
But he said because it did happen, we learned from the circumstance and we actually made that area better than it was before.
但是因为它的确是发生的，我们能够学到一些功课，帮助我们把那个区域变得更好。
And so his encouragement to his people was, let's learn from what we have discovered, what we have suffered, and let's come out of this better than we were before.
所以他给大家的勉励就是说，在既然经历这些痛苦，就让我把这些经历的痛苦的经验变成一个有用的功课。
I think this is an incredible encouragement for the church.
我觉得这对我们教会来说也是很大的一个勉励。
Let's learn from this incredibly painful circumstance that we've all experienced.
让我们从这个我们大家都经历的这个痛苦的状况，能够学到一些有用的功课。
Let's take from what we have changed and what we have done better, and let's continue to spread the gospel in the most effective way we possibly can.
通过一些更有效果的改变，让我们能够更有效率的能够传扬神的话语、神的信息。
Nobody wants painful circumstances.
没有人愿意经历一些痛苦的经历。
But God is still in control.
但是神仍然在掌权。
God still wants to use His church.
神还是爱他的教会。
And God still loves us in incredible ways.
神还是如此这般的热爱着我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your truth and your word.
神，我们感谢你的话语跟你的真理。
Thank you for reminding us that painful circumstances happen, but that you have not lost control and you are still on your throne.
让我们提醒我们，这个痛苦的经历是会发生，但是你仍然在掌权。
And let us be people who learn to change to further your purpose.
让我们学习能够怎么样变得更好、更有效果的能够传扬您的信息。
Encourage us and recommission us to go forth and spend our lives sharing the gospel that means so much.
让我们能够继续勉励我们，继续不断去分享这个神的信息，改变生命。
We praise you and love you in Jesus' name.
我们爱你，我们赞颂扬你，我们爱你。
Amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。